This is Radio Kate, and I am speaking to you from Raleigh in North Carolina, and I'm here for the WWW 2010 conference, or as they've been calling it here, Dub Dub Dub. And I've managed to, well, I've basically kidnapped a rather sleepy Polish-Japanese researcher called Adam. I'm not going to try and pronounce your name. I think you'll have to do that yourself and explain where it is you're from and what it is that you study.
Okay, well, my name is Adam Jatoft, now living in Kyoto, in Japan, originally from Poland, already 8 years in Kyoto, and every year attending this conference, and for the last 3 years organizing credibility workshop at the conference. So that's what we will talk about. So credibility is now new topic, let's say hot topic. Every year we see more and more people attending the workshop. The issue is that we use web every day for many purposes, for job, for life. And we trust most of the sources because we have no time to check whether it's credible or not, precise or not. Even we don't want to do it. There is some certain list of aspects that people should check when they trust or not the information. Is information obsolete? Is information new? Is information accurate? Written by experts or not? But of course users have no wish to do it, or even they don't know how to do it. So what we need are the source of automatic ways to evaluate the credibility and say, hey, be careful, this might not be accurate enough, this might not be all the information or something like that. These sort of tools are lacking still on the web.
I mean, it can be quite important if you're getting, like, I mean, a lot of people, they're not feeling very well, they look something up on the internet, if they're getting information that's not correct and, you know, coming from bad sources, that potentially could damage their health. And there must be other examples.
Yeah, the health is one very often cited example, that people have no time to go to the hospital or to see doctor. They just trust the web, check what is there and apply it for themselves. Might be very dangerous. But many other sources of information could be potentially dangerous for users. So it's important, hot topic. The motivation is obvious here.
So what can you do to check the information?
One way is just to compare with trust verifiable sources. Suppose there is some information about event, you can go to the news archive and check whether there are news articles writing about this event. Because news should be on average more credible than random blog-like pages, of course. So that's one way. Another way is to compare with majority of opinion. If somebody says that Einstein was born, let's say in 1889, then we go to many other pages and check whether they support this information. If the majority supports, then it's good. Of course, not always majority is right. We know that, but
isn't there there's some like example of you know, when you look for odd facts on the internet? My friend used to write a newspaper column where he had to do like a fact of the day, and there was I suggested one to him. I think it was something like silkworms have got 8 hearts.
Who?
Silkworms, you know, the little insects. Apparently, they have 8 hearts, or it was something like that, and apparently it's a well-known incorrect fact, but it's everywhere on the internet because things can spread really quickly.
Yeah.
Like, if you find something that's not credible, how can you kind of put a stop to that being, or how can you give that less weight in search terms?
Yeah, so one way is checking the credibility of the sources, whether it's news article or specialized medical portal, rather than blog or some other information. So expert voices. Another, as I said, the popularity. One way is to compare contradictions on the web. Suppose there is certain image with a caption that this is King King Andrew, for example, and then you find the same image on another page with completely different caption that this is King Michael, for example, then you know that something is wrong, even though you don't know which one is true or not, but at least you can warn the user that there are some contradictions about this fact. So warning, guiding, providing more information, I think might be helpful for users.
And are you looking at ways that you can do this automatically, so the user doesn't have to do anything? How would that work, and have you got anything that works yet?
Well, the people that came to this workshop, some of them proposed the ready systems, or at least some methods to be implemented. Some of them focused on actually studying how users evaluate credibility. So asking many subjects and giving them some tasks to do, and maybe checking every 5 minutes what they think about the website, which aspects make them perceived more credible or less credible. But as I said, some people propose certain approaches for credibility or trust management, not only for pages, but also for pictures, for videos. As for now, they are still some prototypes. We don't have any major system or software widely used by users and very practical. It's research, it's ongoing, so maybe later.
And if we want to find out more about your research or other research in the field, can you suggest any good things that we should look for online?
Yeah, definitely the workshop we do, and some maybe conferences related to trust or this conference. Sometimes they have interesting papers. For example, this year there is a paper about what is disputed on the web. So basically the idea is, when you are browsing a page, to emphasize, to indicate certain information which is disputed by many other people. And to find disputed information, they create a database of disputed facts. For example, that Obama is Muslim or whatever, any other information. They mine it from the web simply by checking the linguistic patterns. Falsely claimed that, or it is mistaken that, or there is a miss that. Mining this sort of information, they create a database of disputed claims, and then when a random user is reading a page, he's warned that, be careful, this is disputed fact, what you see. This sort of the good example of the working system already at this conference and at this workshop was presented. So
that's great. And if you want to find out more about that, it was the credibility session, which I think lasted all day on Tuesday. And if you look up www.2010 in Google, you will come up with the conference workshop. Right, we've got to go out and have some dinner and some drinks, so goodbye.
Thank you.
And thank you.
That was